From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of snow, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome to another Beers with the Brewers here in the Land Grant Tap Room, recording almost every week. I'm Mark Richards. Joining today, we also have Walt Keyes.
Hey.
Chris Helderman.
Hello.
And pretty exciting, we got a special guest this week, David Babner from M3S Sports. Got a big race coming up here, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. Thank you guys so much for letting me hang out with you for a little bit here in the tap room. This is awesome. Yeah, we've got the 16th annual Ohio Health Capital City Half Marathon coming up on April 27th.
You've been doing this 16 years. That's awesome. So this is the second year that Land Grant has made a beer specifically for the finish line.
And how awesome is that? That's really cool. It's the first race in the entire country that has canned a special beer for an event like this.
Well, we call this, because it's a half marathon, the 13-1 Tart Citrus Ale this year. Last year, it was a wheat, and this year, a Goza in style, or as we like to call it, the Tart Citrus Ale.
I've always said goes.
How about that? It's a German theme.
It's a German theme.
Yeah.
However, we're going with tart citrus ale, and it is tart, citrusy, and boy.
An ale.
Really also refreshing.
Yeah.
We nailed it on all three counts. It is refreshing, tart, salty, and lime are our bullet points for the week on this beer. Suggested pairings for the tart citrus ale. On tacos, we've got Baja fish tacos. And chili, we've got a classic Midwestern chili. Who picked these? Was this you, Chris?
It was not me.
Classic Midwestern chili.
What is classic Midwestern chili?
Because for me, that's like skyline.
That's just like anything over here in the Midwest we want to throw in a pot, I think. Could be anything.
Yeah, but taco, I'd say any taco you're squeezing a lime over.
Is this pre-race or post-race?
Oh, I think
chili. I don't think you want chili pre-race.
Maybe the night before, but be careful with it.
Yeah, night before you could carb up with a pasta taco. That wouldn't be bad.
Well, the taco, any tacos, you got a little carb in there and a tortilla and stuff. It's good.
If you use my mom's chili, you would have lots of noodles in it, and that'd be carb-loading
there.
It's essentially a pasta.
Oh, like chili mac kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of thing.
Carved up night before. Good plan, Chris. So guess what today is, Walt?
I heard a rumor that it's the first day of spring. Is that true, Mark?
Man, we've got this beer just in time for spring drinking.
But you're wrong. Spring equinox.
But you're wrong because you have to take into account the time change that people aren't going to hear this till tomorrow.
Well, they will hear it tomorrow.
For them, it'll be today. But so today
technically,
will be yesterday.
The first day of spring is at like 5:51 p.m. on Wednesday. So when you're listening to this on Thursday, it's spring.
Still the first 24 hours of spring.
Yeah. Oh, all the way.
Unless you're an evening listener, then, you know, if we're gonna be this petty, if you're an evening listener, that'd be the second day of spring.
Yeah. And guess what else? We got Hoops Fever coming up.
Yeah. I got Hoops Fever.
Do you have your bracket made?
I do.
Chris, bracket?
I use the official Quadrahopic printout bracket available at landgrantbrewing.com.
That's a cool-ass bracket, too.
Yeah.
I've done two official Quadrahopic brackets
this
year.
Yeah, the first one and then when I fixed the regions that I had screwed up.
When I walked in here, I was studying the big bracket, the big Quadrahopic bracket up on the Land Grant wall in the tap room here. Yeah. I'm usually a last-minute guy, so I'll figure it out when it comes to my brackets.
About 11:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, I figure most of the time I'm the most successful with my brackets when I do them very quickly right at the last minute.
The most last minute.
Don't think too much about it.
No,
that's when I'm doing mine, tonight over dinner. We already have a plan on this.
And hopefully everyone was able to enter the Land Grant Bracket Challenge. This is like the fifth year we've done it, I think. You can win some Land Grant swag. So if you haven't done it yet and you're listening to this, it's too late.
It's too late. got to talk about the weather.
Weather is bad, but improving.
It's what people in Ohio do. And spring puts one in mind to get outdoors, maybe train for something.
Get outdoors and get after it.
What do you think? Get some running going.
What would you recommend training for?
Well, I would say a Cap City Half Marathon. You although you probably should have started a little bit by now.
Well, so for the folks that start a little bit later, like I do with my brackets, we also have the Capital City Quarter Marathon and the Commit to Be Fit 5K as well. So you come out and participate. If you want to do the 13.1, you can do that. If you want to do the 6.55, you can do that, or come out for 3.1. Or some people may just, you know, they just may choose not to run and just come out and enjoy the land grant at the finish line.
There's a heck of a party at the finish line, and it's not required that you run the race to enjoy that.
So that's a bit more my speed.
Yeah, the showing up for the party part. Yeah, that's not bad.
It's a huge spring celebration. The reason that we do the big party in the John F. Wolfe Columbus Commons there is it's a big celebration of downtown. It's a huge celebration of celebrating fitness and everything we are here, local, authentic. We started in Columbus, you know, just like Landgrant did. We've been here for 16 years. Excited to be part of the culture here. And it's a big celebration. You came out, you participated, we're going to have a big party for you. So that's what it's about. We've got what we call a big 13.1-mile block party with 30 different bands out on the course, which is always great. Cheer stations that are out there. We tour some of the best. We call it the best tour of Columbus on 2 feet. And you can't see the can, but I have it in front of me. Walt did an amazing job kind of highlighting some of the landmarks that we run by. And that can is pretty special when people come and see it when we do the launch party. I guess it'll be today when they hear the podcast, but tomorrow from when we're recording it.
I've got one of those extremely good-looking cans in front of me right now.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
Might be time to give this a shot. This leads into, I guess there's a really big event down here at the Tap Room tonight, which is Thursday...
21st.
The 21st.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to be all over the place, right?
We're going to be here. And
Four to eight, I believe.
4 to 8, we'll be here. I know we've got some media showing up because this is such a big event. We get to watch a little basketball while we're doing this, which is great. And I'll pull the first tap down, and we'll be able to start serving it to the general public, which we're excited about.
Yeah. Pretty exciting. Man, the first taste of this.
It's pretty refreshing.
It is real refreshing. Well, what else do we have going on down at the Tap Room coming up?
The aforementioned 13.1 launch goes down tonight, 4 to 8. Next week, weather permitting, and I think we're looking okay. Might be a little chilly still, but Wednesday we're showing Happy Gilmore in the beer garden. I guess that'll be kind of the first official beer garden event of the spring, so that's exciting. Following that up the following Wednesday on the 3rd with Caddyshack to round out our golf-themed Greenskeeper movie series, mini-series.
Hoping for good spring weather.
Yeah, that'd be ideal. And then Sunday, the 24th, we're doing the Deep Search Deep Dive. We are going to have, by my count, 5 different versions of Deep Search available. That's our Baltic Porter.
This is really exciting. One of my favorite beers that we make and one of my favorite styles in general. I'm going to be here. You going to be here, Walt?
I will be here.
I'll most likely be here.
Yeah. Let's have some Deep Search.
Yeah, we're going to have 2018 Deep Search, 2019 Deep Search, Almond Joy Deep Search. So that's chocolate and coconut in there. Delicious beer. Coffee-infused Deep Search and Bourbon Barrel Age Deep Search. And you can try all 5 of those and get yourself a Steve Zissou style Land Grant red beanie for just $25. That's a pretty good deal.
That's a deal. The whole flight and a beanie?
Yeah.
$25.
Yeah, and if you're not the flight type person, they'll all be available as full 10 ounce pours. And
that's just about like giving away a beanie. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fantastic.
That's Sunday. Sunday the 24th. Come join us all day. No need to buy tickets or anything. Oh, yeah, and I should mention the Ohio State Sea Grant Association or Society will be here. I'm talking about the cool stuff they do up at Stone Lab up in Lake Erie. Deep Search is one of our Sea Grant beers. And every year, the past 2 or 3 years, they've come down and done sort of an educational get-together here at Land Grant. So if you are interested in the work that Ohio State and Sea Grant are doing up for the Ohio Clean Water, come check them out. They'll be here.
Perfect beer for the theme. Getting back to 13.1. Tart Citrus Ale. Chris, why don't you give us a lowdown on the fantastic, refreshing, super thirst-quenching beer I'm drinking.
Refreshing AF.
Also, yes.
As the kids say.
I'm not familiar
that
with these kids.
That stands for but and fine. It's an acronym right. for and fine, yep. refreshing and fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. You learn something new every day.
Yeah. No urban dictionary necessary around here.
Yes.
Now, Mark's turning 50 next week, so he's our urban dictionary.
Yeah, I'm pretty hip to all lingo at this point in my life.
Reminds me of my mother-in-law, who, you know, LOL means lots of love.
It can.
We asked my mom.
What a nice mother-in-law.
My mom once asked what LMAO meant, and we asked her what she thought it meant, and she said, "Leave me alone outside."
There you go. Well, that's not bad.
That's not
Alice,
bad.
That
that's
sounds bad great. I'd like everybody to leave me alone outside soon.
Yeah,
not
I would say the biggest faux pas I've heard on the LOL front was someone passed away. They said, I believe it was my mother-in-law said, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, LOL."
Oh, wow.
Meaning lots of love.
Lots of love. Lots of love.
Yeah, that was, you get something fun.
We could do a whole podcast on things like that.
Yeah.
I remember when my mother started texting for the first time, you'd get some strange acronyms thrown in there as well.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the beer. Like we said, it is it's a play on a goes. It's not a traditional goes, but that is the style it's brewed in. It's about 4% alcohol, next to no IBUs. The only hop we use in this was Citra. Gives it a little bit of citrus kick. Other than that, it's a pretty standard malt bill with some Pilsner, some white wheat. And then the other stuff we throw in there, some salt and some coriander. And that is more traditional. This is a kettle sour. So if you notice that tartness that is supposed to be there, comes from lactobacillus in the kettle. It's another thing that eats sugars, and it's a bacteria. I won't get too crazy. Because Walt's looking at me like, "Don't get too crazy."
Get crazy, man.
You don't have to get too crazy. It's just like, you know, yogurt, right?
Yeah.
Just like making yogurt.
If you have a...
yum.
If you have... if you ever drink Good Bellies, the Good Belly shots or something like that, that is sometimes what we use as our lactobacillus source.
Oh, there you go.
So it's a nice probiotic, we'll say.
Well, is anybody... Chris, this is awesome. I'm learning a lot about beer and what you're doing here. Tell me, what is the whole idea? What kind of salt are you using? And is it anything special? Is it just regular salt? And are you a runner? Because I'm tasting this beer, and this tastes like a perfect beer for after a race.
Well, as you can see, I'm built like a runner. I have tiny little legs that don't work very well. So, no, I'm not a runner. But we do, nothing special in our salt. Some people get fancy with their salt. We did not this year, but you can kind of taste like a sports drink. Maybe you might think it has electrolytes in it. You wouldn't be wrong. It does have electrolytes in it.
That's
awesome. Making no health claims whatsoever as anything of the sort, but, it does have, sodium chloride in it. If you look on the side of your sports drink bottle, that's one of the ions it has in there. So, you know.
Cool.
You could say that it has electrolytes in it.
There you go.
But that's what we made it for, is super cool. Refreshing after a race.
Okay.
I think the key lime we add to it makes it, very, very refreshing. Really cuts through and the salt. And so you get that nice citrus kick, and then a little salt on the back end. Leave you wanting another drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a good sour beer, whether it's a goes or something a little stronger, is the perfect summertime. Coming off running a race, you're hot and sweaty. This is going to be perfect.
I am not currently a runner, but have a history of a lot of running. And that's probably a good part of why I can't run anymore. Got some plantar and Achilles problems. But I've got to tell you, after a race...
How crushable is it?
We going to the crushability index?
I was wondering when the crushability was going to
come. How crushable is this?
How crushable is it?
I'm going full six, no questions asked.
I mean, it's only 4% alcohol, so it's pretty light. I mean, it's refreshing as can be. Drinks light, yeah, six.
Yeah, David, what do you think, man?
Full six.
Full six,
now,
and that's
six
just
out
from
of six. Now, is it getting higher than that? On April
27th. You can go as high as you want. I would probably say...
The crushability,
you know, there's
index.
Only six. Yeah, the
there's
index.
There's only six. It's one to six.
One to six.
We figure, you know, it's zero to a six-pack, basically, is how we how we look at this highly scientific rating.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with you saying Spinal Tap type rules, and our amps go to
maybe
11.
It goes maybe to 7. I don't know. You never know.
No, I think 6 is perfect, and I think what you'll find on April 27th when everybody gets done running is they'll obviously enjoy it responsibly, but you'll see folks having more than one or two. I think this, they're going to listen to the concert. They're going to hang out. It's going to be 65 degrees. Yeah. It's going to be perfect.
You got to rehydrate.
And people are going to hang out and have a good time with it.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, hey, Chris, what do you think?
I'd do a 6 crusher.
6 crusher?
That's a unanimous 6 crusher. 6.
Unanimous, man. It's like 2 weeks in a row.
Have we ever had a unanimous 6?
Greenskeeper.
Was it unanimous?
Oh, definitely. Right. Get out of here. Greenskeeper?
Check even if it wasn't, Mark edited it, so it was.
Get out of here. So if we're having Ray Rays down here at the tap room, man, this is a wash down just about anything. Mm. What are you guys eating with this?
It's one of two things. I love the jerk chicken. This with jerk chicken would be fantastic.
Yeah.
A spicy jerk chicken. I also love pulled pork with this. Yeah. I would think pulled pork would be good with this.
I was going to go pulled pork with the jalapeno sauce.
All right, I'm going to fall in line with David's recommendations.
Well, also, you know, the other thing I do, I make a pretty mean mahi-mahi taco. You make mahi-mahi taco with some lime on top of it, some homemade pico de gallo. I could see a whole bunch of things. But off the Meat Sweats menu, we're definitely going with pulled pork jerk chicken.
Oh, yeah. It's not bad.
Or just get the Meat Sweats box. Try it with everything.
There you go.
Can I have a sausage? I'm still on the sausage train.
Sure, you can get whatever you want, Mark.
Sweet.
I will
Chris,
say,
what about you?
For the those of you that don't know, we do pilot batches of a lot of beers. We might or might not have done a pilot batch of this beer, and I might or might not have been drinking it for a very long time. By very long time, I mean past month or so. And I might have had two of these while
and
trying to take
did.
Down.
It was called Key Lime Ghost.
But I definitely drank two of these while doing my best to finish a Meat Sweats box, and it was a mighty good decision.
Ooh. Did you make it all the way through?
No, I decided I needed to do things the rest of the day, so I couldn't make it all the way through.
Oh, this was for lunch on a
so
work day.
It was a nap-free day.
It was working on a weekend.
Okay.
But if I didn't have anything else to do that day, I would have smashed it, and I'd have just laid on the couch, and it would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you do get the Meat Sweats.
Yeah.
And kind of puts a damper on doing things the rest of the day, although very... It's a good feeling.
It's delicious.
Yeah. It's well worth it.
It's good to feel full.
There you go.
And then run it off.
Always.
You got to run it off. So, David, you know you listen to enough of these to know we take a question from a listener every week. Question from a listener this week. We're actually kind of a 2-3-part question, and these are all Seinfeld related. So occasionally you hear a soundbite or maybe a side joke on some Seinfeld, the TV show.
Not the board game?
Seinfeld, the board game also. Yeah, Seinfeld, the VHS, the DVD, the streaming, whatever you've got these days. Who is the biggest Seinfeld fan? And this is from Buckeye If For Life from Instagram. And then also, what's our favorite Seinfeld episode? Which Seinfeld character do you most identify with? And that was kind of an internal one
from Bonnie.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So she's just throwing a side one in there. I thought they were all topical on Seinfeld. David, I know you're a big Seinfeld fan as well.
Huge
so
Seinfeld fan.
I think we're all well-versed to mow this down. I think Adam, who is not joining this week, said his... most applicable Seinfeld episode, end quote, would be I Choose Not to Run.
The race.
The race. So in that episode, there is a questionable false start on a historic high school, whatever the dash was.
It was like a track 40-yard dash or something.
Yeah, so they were trying to replicate that, and the guy that supposedly he... cheated to win, and he had taken on a stance that anytime anybody asked him for a rematch, I choose not to run. Well, yet another false start thanks to a backfiring car right before the gun went off to start the race, and Seinfeld won again. But I don't know, do you say spoiler alert on that? You can't give away something that came out probably, what?
25 years ago.
Yeah, Yeah, a few years ago.
I think spoiler alerts only apply to like a year.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say it, but... Yeah,
I don't think we gave anything away on that. You can go back and watch it. It's still hilarious to this day, so...
We'll say anything that's syndicated. You don't have to say spoiler alert.
True. Yeah, well, I'll arm wrestle anybody at this table to prove I'm the biggest Seinfeld fan at the table, but...
Yeah. I can see that.
Anybody?
No, I think you can wear the crown. But what's funny for me, I've got kids that are teenagers and also in their 20s, and it's funny to see them now watching the Seinfeld stuff and go through. They went through The Office, and now they're going through the binge watching Seinfeld and doing that about how great some of the stuff is. And I just think, boy, back in the day, we'd wait till Wednesday night and have to watch it on network TV.
Right,
it's so much different
right
now.
But, originally Wednesday, and then it moved to Thursday.
With the friends.
Yeah, I know. I got a speeding ticket one time rushing home for Seinfeld, and I missed the episode thanks to a chatty Worthington police officer.
Was it worth it? You could have been a few minutes late, but instead you missed the whole episode. So,
well, when Seinfeld's on, and we were talking about some of your favorite episodes.
Right.
One of the greatest episodes, too, and I can't think of the name of the elite runner that was staying with Jerry, and they had to get the alarm clock right
because he had to get to
the New York City Marathon start line on time, mm-hmm. and they couldn't get him there on time, but he came back and ran in the race anyway. That was funny.
It's the AM-PM.
That's it. That'll always get you that AM-PM.
It's true.
That's a good favorite runners episode right there. Good call.
What's your favorite episode?
Oh, man, I don't know. They're like all my favorite episodes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the, I don't know if it's my favorite episode, but it's coming to mind, the Kramerica Industries when Kramer gets the
That's real
intern.
Solid.
Yeah. And he drops the
oil bladder.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's, you got to test it.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know.
That's where I'm going.
Chris. So I'm not the biggest Seinfeld fan ever.
We don't have to put you on the spot.
But I do like I like Kramer a lot, and the episode with the Cubans where he's yelling about, "Ah, these are Dominicans." Yeah. That's a good one.
So that, you know, that leads into the third question that Bonnie had was, which Seinfeld character do you identify with the most? Chris, you taking Kramer on this one?
I don't know that's something I want to hang my hat on.
I identify with
Kramer.
As a younger person, Kramer was definitely the appealing one. But as I'm now older and more cynical, I think George is really where
George.
Where
I'm at.
I think George is really more where I'm at right now.
Well, it's the summer of Walt, so the spring
it's
of Walt.
Summer of Walt.
Learn how to froth.
I took a summer of Mark once. It was pretty awesome. On the four characters, like, they all need each other so bad. Like, as you watch the whole thing, like, one episode, you're like, Jesus Christ, I never realized how freaking funny Elaine was. And then the next week, you're like, how funny George is. Jerry's always a straight person. He's probably the lightest character, but he kind of is the glue that is the nucleus of all these.
He sets them all up.
Zany. He sets it up. Yeah, he's teeing the ball. So... And then Kramer's like an obvious choice of just being wacky as shit. I identify as a culmination of all four.
See, I see you as an Uncle Leo.
Hello! What?
That's perfect.
You're going to come in the city, you won't say hello?
You cashed your grandmother's checks, Jerry. Nah, that's funny. No, but you're right about the mix and match, and everybody wants to have the dry sense of humor of Jerry, but the craziness with Kramer is funny. And if those are folks that know me, I've been obviously the race director of Cap City for now 16 years, and my email always ends with giddy up. And I think for a lot of the younger folks that participate, I think they think I created that, and I didn't let on. I think this may be the spoiler alert that every one of my emails ends that way, because I do like that's Kramer's personality is a lot of like how we create our events. It's all about fun. It's all about celebration. Yes, we have Ohio Health on board. We have one of the best medical directors in the business. We make sure everything's safe, and it's a great event. But it's all about celebration and coming out and being funny and being wacky and not taking yourself so seriously.
I'm in. Yeah, giddy up. That's
giddy
that
up.
Is
giddy
the
up.
Best one. That's
that sums
that's
it up right there.
Yeah.
first and foremost, I want to thank you guys for having me on, number one, but number two, being such a great partner. I know this was something a couple of years ago. I got a chance to meet Adam over at a Columbus Crew game, kind of gave him my ideas and talked to Brian Ferrier at Giant Eagle a little bit about it and some of the great things you guys have done in town. And it really turned into something fantastic. And for Walt to walk through the Columbus airport and see the Ohio Health Capital City half marathon photo on the wall in the airport and make a can and a poster out of it really was something that got us a lot of attention nationally, which is something I'm very thankful for. And then to do it for a second year and have this great can where you can write your time on the can and you can see all the historical landmarks that you run by and things is fantastic. Couple of mentions. Couldn't do what we do at Cap City without the tremendous support of Ohio Health. They've been partners with us for all 16 years, which is fantastic. We have a lot of other great partners in the mix, too. Mark is wearing our spectacular finisher's medal that everyone will get when they finish.
I did it.
It looks pretty. You sat on a podcast. Heavy. Yeah, that's great. No, it looks fantastic on you, too. We'll make sure we get that up on social media. Everybody will get one of those medals. And as I always say, if you come in first in the race, you get one of those medals. If you come in last in the race, you get one of those medals. And if you come in anywhere in between, you get the same medal. So go out and enjoy it. This is a time to, this is really to celebrate the fact that the winters in Columbus aren't great. The weather's not fantastic. So if you put in the time to train, you know, come join us on April 27th. We're going to throw a party for you that you did it. And like I always say, people say, what if I'm not up for the 13.1? When can I change distances? Said, and when you get halfway, when you see the turning point that says this is the turnaround for the quarter marathon, that's when you can change distances and jump in that. So we're going to throw a huge party, a lot of bands, big concert at the end, land grant for everybody at the end. We're excited, and this is something. M3S Sports is a company that started in Columbus. We do 14 different events a year. We touch over 50,000 race participants a year. Cap City's one of the biggest and biggest things we do. Live broadcast on 10 TV, which is pretty cool. We'll have Leo Welsh singing the national anthem this year, and it's pretty amazing. We had Walt up on the stage last year, but to look out and see all 15,000 people down the street, it's pretty special, and it's humbling for me that it's something we started a long time ago just with an idea that we want to put something big on in the spring, and now we've become one of the biggest races in the region with a national reputation. So it's special, and it's partners like you that make it all worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Thanks for partnering with us, too.
Thanks for having me. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. So since I already have the medal, and it's, man, it's a handsome one, too, I choose not to run.
There you go. And if you want to take it to Diamond Cell, they're actually engrave your time on the back so you can put whatever time you want on there. Yeah, or you could actually just have them engrave, I chose not to run.
That's not a bad engraving. I made the time it takes me to walk from Land Grant over to the party.
There you go.
It's not bad.
Which isn't far away from here. I mean, yeah.
Not at
right
all.
Over the bridge.
Not at all. That might be like a 15-minute time in walking.
Yeah.
At most.
It's pretty impressive, like a 115 mile.
Yeah.
You know, if it was 15 minutes, 13.1, sorry, math, thanks.
Well, we take a lot of groups out of here for training runs. We just did it with Jackie a couple of weeks ago, and it's pretty neat. I didn't realize how close you were to all the trails and to go by Kosai and to go over the bridges. It's a great place to run from, and then you get to come back and have a little 13.1 when you finish. It doesn't get any better than that.
No.
Win-win.
Yeah.
Giddy up. Tell you, I really enjoyed the Greenskeeper episode. That was pretty special that you guys had there. And pass me a greenie. See, you've got your own deal going on. And I think you were talking about drinking the Greenskeeper after doing yard work or working around the house. I think this fits right into that as well.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, man.
This should be a great golfing beer, too. I'm going to have to make sure they get this out at the golf course where I play. And,
anytime you're outside working up a sweat, whether you're running a marathon, mowing the lawn, playing basketball, whatever you're doing, golfing, this is a good beer for that.
So next week we'll be talking about Quadrahopic, our rotating quarterly seasonal that is an IPA, and this will be version 102, so the second installment as a rotating seasonal. Let's get into that next week.
Good.
I've already got crushability in mind on this one.
Rotating seasonal. So is that why the Quadrahopic, or is there four hops, or what's
the
four
that's hops right. Each the hops on my change head. Every quarter, so it'll be a play on four different hops. And the brewers, Chris, they've been concocting some fine combination. So
it's good.
That's good. That is a spoiler alert right there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But we'll tell you more about that next week. And David, thanks again for coming down. Absolute honor to have you as a guest on the podcast. And it's been a great partnership. Looking forward to sharing some of these with some runners soon.
Well, it's been very special for me too. Thank you so much for letting me come on and join you guys. It's an honor to work with you, and I look forward to this partnership continuing for a long time, because I know our runners really appreciate it. And runners, walkers, skippers, jumpers, we don't care how you participate. Folks just come out and participate, and they're really going to enjoy the Land Grant 13.1 at the finish line. Chris, you did an awesome job with this. Thank you so much for all the effort you put into this.
Thank you. My team does a great job. So
good stuff. And Walt, great artwork as always. Oh, I look forward. The poster will be on my basement wall for the Memorial Tournament again this year.
Yeah.
We might have them in the building. I can give you one right now. All right.
That's awesome. Hey, everybody have a great week. See you down here at the Tap Room. Hopefully you get down tonight and have a 13-1 Tart Citrus Ale with us and David Badner.
And go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Tip
long,
your bartenders.
Long time for them this year.
Yeah.
Hey, but they're there.
Hello. Oh, hi, Duncan. No, 4 o'clock tomorrow, that is not going to work. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I choose not to run.